Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I am so glad you're here. My name is Pam Bright, and I have my dear special guest with me, Jamie Bishop. And she's going to talk to us about many things today that are very exciting in the world. She's a global leader as well, giving us all kinds of ways to connect to spirit and to the psychic world that we are so excited to bring you on this particular show called the Empower Me Show. So before we get started, it's always helpful for me as a host to ground myself, center myself into this moment, and really be able to be very present with you, the audience and the listener, and with my special guest that is here now with me. So if you're in a position where you can actually close your eyes and release the distractions from your world right now, just go ahead and do that. If you need to close the door, turn the lights down low, maybe get a crystal or a drum or something that's going to bring you into this moment. It's really helpful to have this time to do that. If you need to actually be conscious and aware of your surroundings, then please just listen to my voice and allow it to sink into your cellular structure, which it always does anyway, because that's what we do as spiritual beings having human experiences. So if you can just go ahead and close your eyes, if you can are in a position to do that, and allow your breath to be the center of your attention. As we connect to our breath, we are connecting to the sacred part of ourselves. I believe we're all sacred in every way, but if we need to compartmentalize ourselves in different ways, the breath will automatically bring you to the place of your core. The core of you, which houses your soul and connects you to the higher realms, the energetics of the world, the galactic universe. So that's where we want to go today. So we want to really hone in on allowing the access to our central column, which is connected to our pillar of light and connected to all of the universe. So with a nice deep breath, go ahead and bring it into your heart space, feeling that you have access to turning your light on inside of yourself. So imagine that you have the ability to light a candle or turn a light switch on. That's going to access the light within you. And as you do that, imagine that light expanding, growing bigger and bigger and bigger to include your entire body vessel. This body vessel is the sacred you that houses all of the intricacies of your brain, your muscle tissue, your skin, your pores, your blood, all that makes up the human self is what gets to hold this essence of the sacred you. And so as we connect to that sacred you, imagine that that light that is you goes all the way down your body, out your feet, and connecting directly with the earth. The earth is our mother. She is Gaia. She is the one that allows us as humans to exist. Without her, we would not be able to be in human form. So as you connect to her, imagine yourself as a light, but also as the connection, like with a tree. A tree is a great grounder. So if you imagine yourself merging with a tree trunk and bring those roots all the way down through the bottoms of your feet, which connect into the earth, that's a really good metaphor for really grounding yourself into this space. And I'm just going to use some light language to assist us to bring that energy down into the earth so that we land inside of our bodies, because we have to be in our bodies in order to do this sacred work. Ananeke anakia na na yeke ayeta yewa no na ya zanda ye dudu e arabaya u na na ye kuana ye hata ye kesa da ye kida ba in dudu na ma yesa u na na se ata ye ki asasa. So in the center of the earth live the beautiful dragons. I always see two of them, and they hold the energy of the earth, along with these huge crystals that we can walk on and hold like they're a big boulder. So imagine those energies assisting with this grounding. Connect to them, help them to anchor you. Na terabaki idubanda ye una. He una ya yena. Hayana yehu hasanaki akana ki chana mayese mayaya. And then we bring that breath, that sacred breath, all the way back up to the heart. And then we also connect upwards, like branches of a tree, upwards to the universe and the cosmos, the star systems, the suns and the moons, of all universes, of all realms. And we ask those galactic energies to now come in to assist with this transmission as well, so that we are fully embraced and embodied and supported by every aspect that wants to support us in this now moment. Na na ye ki utaya utayuya. It's coming in the top of the head, entering the eyebrows and the eyes, the middle of the brain, going into the head and the throat, and then connecting in with the heart, mixing all of this yummy energy together. Na le la la me wa la ye lulu ye uta ya ba ye. We thank these galactics, and we thank these earth energies, and we thank our guides, teachers, and angels that inform us daily of who we are and what we need. And we thank the partnership that we are having now with you. And we ask to be open to this magic moment that we are in, to receive and to give simultaneously. And we now ask that we be centered in our being, individually and collectively, in this moment. And with a nice deep breath, just go ahead and come back into this space. Welcome back. Welcome back. thank you for being here. And I am so thrilled that my dear, dear soul sister, Jamie, is here with us. And yes, welcome back, darling. So glad you're here. So Jamie is a newer friend of mine and really somebody that I hope that I get to collaborate with a whole bunch in the next year or so. That's what this year is all about, is partnership for me and definitely for the show, the Empower Me show. So Jamie, I found on Facebook, and she's doing these amazing things like these synergy retreats. I just found out she does toe reading, which I thought was very interesting. I want to hear more about that. And I've noticed as I've been connecting to her that she's a very savvy business owner and is able to connect in a way that really inspires me with, you know, bringing her essence to her business and to the world. And so when I say that she's a global leader, I really have a big sense of that, about who she is and about what she's about. So welcome, Jamie, to the show. Thank you for being here. Oh, I can't hear you, sweetie. Can't hear you again.
I was being cleared of all of the things that were no longer serving me during your, so I muted myself.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back. I'm glad. I'm glad that you were able to release.
Having me. I'm honored to be here.
So one of the things that I love to do is ask my special guest this question. For you, what does it mean that you are a spiritual being having a human experience?
For me personally, it means that I get to be here by choice, by choice to serve the highest purpose so that I can be the example I want to see in the world. My example.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you say that you're living on purpose, do you have a sense of that, about what that looks like, what that means for you, what we can expect to kind of experience as we enter your world of dynamic expression?
Well, when it comes to how dynamic expression shows itself, basically, there are so many different tools that can be used and so many different trades out there that people call upon. And I think it's really amazing how they find us. We're just the conduits, what those tools can provide us. But ultimately, the information is to come from that space of love, to come from that space within us of serving the greater good, the serving all humanity, serving all consciousness, serving all beings from a place of love and kindness.
Wonderful.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So here's what's great. This is what's great. I love being a life coach because one of the biggest things that I've gotten to do in my life is release judgment. That's a huge thing. Like, and labels. We have so many labels and so much judgment that exists in the world that we can get hooked into, oh, well, it's this way and it's only this way and this is what this means, right? Well, these days, I'm noticing, and I think you are probably too, but you can tell me, that we're releasing a lot of those preconceived ideas about the way life should be, about what we're supposed to do, about the way it is, right? Whatever it is for anybody. And so we get to say, this is what's so in my world. And that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by being the example, is there's, you know, you can take the same kids being raised in the same house, having the exact same experiences, and they will tell you two completely different stories about it. Mm-hmm. And so how that perception comes across is how we're showing up in the world. And so one of the things that I like to focus on is, how is that serving me? Is that story serving me for the greater good of all? Is that story serving me for the betterment of humanity, for the betterment of me personally? But then as I show up in a better way, I'm of course interacting with other people and helping them show up in a better way. I hope that's my intention anyway. Yeah. You know, a smile, a kind word, just an acknowledgement sometimes can go so far.
It really can. And we want to hear more about that. And we also want to hear some of these tools of the trade that you use in your life to express this goddess love energy that I keep being experienced by with you, and how it shows up in the world and what you have to offer. We're going to be right back after this short break, and we will talk more with Jamie Bishop and what is a toe reading and how does she do these retreats and all of this good stuff when we are back in a couple minutes.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say your name was?
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm here with my dear friend, Jamie Bishop, and we're going to talk about her toe readings that she does, because I think it's so interesting. What I heard from her really briefly is that we've all heard of reflexology, we've all heard of foot reflexology, and this is kind of connected, I think, to that very ancient practice that is so popular now in the world. But I want to hear from Jamie kind of what she learned, what it's all about. How in the world do you read a toe? That's what I want to know.
I think that's the question at hand for everybody. When they hear I'm a toe reader, they're like, a toe what? Wait, like palm reading? What is that? So The way that I describe it is that you can look down at your toes and see where your subconscious thoughts lie. And what that means is that if we are a procrastinator, for example, it will show up in our toes. If we are somebody who thinks that we're really positive, but actually speaks very negatively, it will show up in our toes. So it's that, you know, it will show up that we're pushing and pulling that energy and therefore creating no movement in that space, right? So okay. I think it's really exciting to be able to see it physically show up in our feet, these things that keep us stuck in the space of what's not serving us anymore.
That's excellent. So I'm curious how you realized that that was something that you wanted to do.
That's a great question. I think that for most people, when they come across that thing that lights them up, it's out of the blue. It kind of sideswipes them off of a path that they were sure that they were supposed to be on, right?
Yeah.
So on my story, I was on my way for my master's degree in art education, and I was at a conference. And at this conference, there was a line out the door and around the corner to see somebody who was doing toe reading. And this somebody happened to be Casey Miller, the co-founder of the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. So kudos to SWEHA, as we call it. And here's Casey in her stunningly beautiful clothes with hair perfectly coiffed, makeup, just gorgeous woman sitting on the floor, like hands elevated over people's feet. And I asked people in the line, what is she doing? What is this? I need to know about this. And I didn't know why I needed to know about it, but I obviously found out later this was a calling for sure.
I got that. Yes. Yes. I totally understand. I had a similar experience with the channeling that I now do. Now I had knew nothing, zero about channeling or light language or psychic work or anything. But I remember hearing, it was Shirley MacLaine that I read her books and I saw her movie Out on a Limb. And I was like, whoa, this is a thing? And people do this, right? It lit me up. I totally get that. Now, years later, here I am, and I've met you, and we're talking about, really, folks, what lights you up, right? What is that thing that you have been reintroduced to over and over and over again? It keeps coming back in. It won't leave you alone. And it says, remember that thing that you got so excited about? Well, here it is again, right? So can you give us like a little mini session or kind of an idea of what that's like when that happens?
Absolutely. So oftentimes people will come to a toe reader for guidance, or maybe they're just curious what toe reading is in general. So maybe they have a question, maybe they don't. But toe reading is this idea that our thoughts, feelings, and emotions show up there. So when we look at toes, and I'm going to show you a picture so that we can see what we're talking about here. We're looking at the five, we're looking at a lot of those different tools all in one place. So the elements, ether, air, fire, water, and earth. We're looking at yin and yang, which is internal self and external self. We're looking at past, present, and future. We're looking at our past lives. We're looking at present experiences. We're looking at jagged edges and or, you know, turtle shells or protection, you know, any kind of callousing or any kind of, you know, hardness on our toes or any kind of bumps or ridges. It all means something.
That's so great. That's so awesome. Fun. Well, if any of you are intrigued and want to get a toe reading, the way to do that is to go to Jamie's website, which I believe is in the description. But what is the, what is it that they can do to find you?
We specialize in party entertainment. So toe reader talent would come to your party or event, or do a party or event online for you. And it can be done online, but it is at Soul Heart Entertainment, SoulHeart Entertainment, all spelled out, .com.
Perfect. Yay. Awesome. You can also, is that the same place that people can find out about these online retreats that you're doing?
That is through a different company of mine, but the online retreats are kind of a fragment. They came from this toe reader thing.
Okay.
So obviously I'm introduced to all of these amazing light workers through this toe reader thing, because you don't find out about toe reading if you're not into this light worker thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just fall in your lap.
We call it the woo-woo thing.
Right. Right.
That's great.
But Yeah. But if you don't, you know, it's not going to come across your path if you're not on that path, or if you're not meant to come across it, right? It's not an accident. If you hear about toe reading, there's a reason you're hearing about toe reading.
Right, exactly.
That's my interpretation anyway. But yeah, so these light workers that I've been working with, either through toe reading or because they have received a toe reader certification through the Soul Heart Entertainment programs, have then come on to do speaking engagements and or creating this retreat atmosphere. So the next retreat, the upcoming retreat in October, is Success Synergy, which is all about all of these synchronistic things coming together, creating this amazing experience called life.
I love that.
Yeah.
So with the retreat, how many people do you have that speak at this retreat?
So in this particular instance, we're having 10 guest speakers. Our keynote speaker, of course, is the amazing Don Jose Ruiz, son of Don Miguel Ruiz. They're an amazing family.
Yay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. So you can also find out about that at a different website, which is what?
Soul Heart Collaboration. So,
All right.
Yeah. Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
all of them are connected. All the websites are kind of interchanged with one.
That's perfect. So you're hearing a lot of different ways to connect with the psychic you, the soul you, the spiritual you that I believe that you want, because you're here at the Empower Me Show. And you can get that anywhere. Like, there's so many different places you can get support these days. This is just one of them, but we're really here to empower you. So one of the things that I didn't say earlier is this is a live show, which you can also call in on. So if you have questions for Jamie, if you want to know more about something that we haven't touched on yet, call 1-800-930-2819 and we will have you on the air in the next half hour or so. And we will hopefully tell you what you want to hear. Maybe not necessarily what you want to hear, but what you need to hear today. So going back to soul empowerment and sharing your message, if you were to pick the most important thing that you need people to hear today, what is the message that you want to share with them?
Hands down, be authentically you.
Okay.
Be you. Be unabashedly you.
Okay.
Part of the reason for that is that nobody can call you out on being you if you're already being you. Nobody can shame you into being somebody else if you're being you, because you fully embrace you, and their shame doesn't even touch you when you're fully being you. You know, there's something to be said for showing up in the world I use Ashton Kutcher as an example for this. In you know, here in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, on every corner and everywhere you go, there are people chasing after the dream of being famous, right? And the people that don't get chased down for their story are the people who are such open books that there's no story to chase down.
Mm.
There's no story to chase because it's just all there. And how beautiful is that? That's such a beautiful example when we just share that story wide open for all to see, good times, bad times, and everything in between.
Yeah, yeah. I live that way as well. And it's interesting in the profession that, if you call it a profession, I call it my life, but the profession that I've taken on as a life coach, what I find is that even though there are people, I'm working with amazing people. I mean, they're so heartfelt and they're so open and ready and willing to embrace who they are. They're still human. They've got stuff, right? We all have baggage,
of course,
that we carry around, right?
We wouldn't be here if we weren't.
That's right. So as human beings, our job as human beings is to ask ourselves the question, what is it that I really want? What do I want my life to be about? What is it that I'm after? What's my purpose for being here, right? And that is kind of what we're talking about here is the authentic you lives in that space. Yes. Of just because I have all this stuff from my past that has damaged me, that I have pain about, that I have trauma about, that I am stuck with, it feels like I'm stuck and I can't get out.
It can.
When I release all that, then my authentic self, my authentic me can show up.
Well, and it's layers, right? You know, it's a layering effect because this, as soon as you pull back one layer, there's more below it. And then you pull back that layer and there's more below that. So at least for me, from my perspective, I feel like it's a never ending cycle of, I don't think of it as healing. I think of it as growing. It's kind of like a tree where it creates the rings of life that showcase how that tree has gotten, has I guess aged. How it's grown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
As opposed to a flower, which, you know, by the time that it buds, it's, I don't know. I mean, I guess that both metaphors work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and metaphor is a really great tool because we talk about tools, techniques, and tips in this show. That's a great metaphor for how do we want to live, right? Do we want to be the flower that blooms and then it has its specific time and then it dies? Or do we want to be the tree that stands erect, stands strong, gets nurtured and stand and is like present for thousands of years, right? Like what do we want? Which one do we want to live with?
That's a really good question. I think light workers need that question a lot.
There's a lot of us that burn out.
Yeah.
You know, like nurses, like EMTs, like fire workers, like anybody that's in a service position, mm-hmm. really needs to ask themselves that question. Who do you want to be?
Well, and for me, when I struggle, I use this story all the time. So those who are listening and have heard it before, forgive me. But the thing that I do in the morning when I'm snuggled in my bed and I've only had 3-4 hours of sleep and I know that I have to get up because this is something that I know is for the greater good. It is part of my mission. It is part of how I want to show up in the world. And I know I need to, even though I don't really want to in that moment, I ask myself the question of, is this serving me, the me I am right in this moment? Or is this serving the me I am becoming?
Ooh, I like that. That's nummy.
Yeah.
That's nummy. Because then we're always in transformation, right? Transformation happens. It happens all the time. It's a matter of, are we recognizing it? Am I consciously creating my life? You know, I talk a lot about conscious co-creation with the divine. I also talk about conscious breathing. Conscious breathing is a lot different than just breathing, right? We do breathing anyway. Yeah. But when we consciously breathe, we bring, like, we bring the next level of our essence into who we are. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. And you bring up a very good point about being conscious versus doing things unconsciously. And I think that that's the difference between consciously knowing what we need to work on and those subconscious things that show up in our toes. And I think that that's why I find the toes so fascinating, because it sort of bridges that gap between what we consciously know we need to work on and what physically shows up, so that we can delve into a little bit deeper what we actually need to be working on in order to grow into that person that we do want to become. Because we are human. We are here for a reason. We are here to improve this earth and this planet and the people and the experiences, in my personal opinion, to make it a better place, to make things, to showcase these amazing talents. We have amazing talents.
We do. We do. Well, the world is erupting with talent. There really is, because more and more of us are making it a conscious choice and a commitment to being authentically ourselves, right? I made a commitment, you know, years ago, back in the 1990s, that I was 100% taking responsibility for my life and myself and the creator. And I said, I will be and do whatever you want me to be and do, as long as you take care of me and my family. And I am in service to you. That was a commitment on my part. Okay. I don't take it lightly.
Right.
It's not a burden. No. It's not a burden, because it's a choice. I made that choice, right? Pastors in a church make a choice to serve. They make a choice. Nurses and therapists and doctors and lawyers and people in the serving community, they make a choice to do that. And if they're not making a choice to do it, they won't last very long, because the world is stressed out. The world is busy. The world is full of this polarity of the haves and the have-nots, right, in the world. So which camp do you want to live in? Do you want to have, or do you want to not have? Well, it's a choice, right?
Exactly. I feel like there's always that search for the weak link in our chain as we're creating, as we're going about creating. There's always that little, are you sure? Here's another thing that will get in your way. Are you sure you want to go on this path? Here's another thing in your way.
Yeah.
Just to kind of retest how committed we are to the ultimate goal that we're setting for ourselves. So being really clear on our goals is really important, but more important than the goal, the why we're doing it in the first place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you are resonating with Jamie Bishop and you would like to have her on your side as a mentor, she's also what do you call yourself? A purpose coach? Is that right?
I do. Yes. A purpose coach. Specifically working with entrepreneurs, small business entrepreneurs. Well, I hate saying small, because, you know, it's only as small as it is in our heads.
That's right. That's right. Yes. But yeah. You can reach her as well. Is it a different website that they find you for that?
AmyAllenBishop.com, but all of it can be started on Soul Heart Entertainment.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So really, if you resonate with Jamie and you want to have her as your mentor, she's a wonderful asset to any business, anybody who's on the path of discovery. anybody that really wants the energy that she exudes, you can find her and get some help and get some assistance in being the authentic you that you came to be on this planet. Get a toe reading. I want to know what it's like. I might do that too, just for the experience. It sounds really fun. So we do have a little while left. Let's see. What else do you think?
Do you want to take a little look at these toes?
I do.
A little mini reading.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a perfect time to do that.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to put it up to the.
Yep. We can see it. It's
okay. So when you're looking at these feet, you can see that the big toes are pretty big. When you're gauging the size of each of these toes, the big toe is particularly big, right? I mean, the big toe is always bigger than the rest of the toes, but they all kind of have this size to them. And some toes or some feet, they show up fairly even the way that they show up. These toes are particularly big. So this person is going to have really great big picture ideas. They're going to be somebody who's an innovator. They're going to be somebody who is really good on a think tank or a mastermind group, right? The thing is, that because this toe is kind of going off to the side, if we divide this person, you know, if we take this person right in half and we look at the way that the toe is pushing itself out toward the baby toe instead of pushing itself toward the big toe, there's a lot of future thinking involved, right? So it's a lot of future thinking and a lot of future languaging, which can be really great for somebody who's, let's say, an engineer, somebody who's planning, somebody who's constantly in that state of creation for the future. But what they're going to be really bad about is missing being in the present. They're going to struggle in their life with missing being present at dinner with their family. They're going to struggle with being present in their life with having conversations, because all of a sudden that big, you know, idea will come in and they're going to be over here looking, you know, they're going to be wanting to write down the notes. Right. So it's almost like it's not their fault they're that way. But guess what, you guys, it can change. We can work the toes so that we can, and if we're conscious, we go back to that conversation about being conscious about how we're showing up and what we're doing and how we're breathing it in, how we're massaging our feet, how we're taking care of our soul. It's not a mistake that our feet have a soul. We can literally change the way that our toes show up.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
super cool. Isn't it neat?
Yeah, it is. That's so great. So I wanted to really touch on this because I think it's important when people are opening to these questions of who am I? Why am I here? Those two questions are pretty power packed, and I don't take those lightly at all. And that's a lot of the work that I do. And it sounds like that's a lot of work that you do as well. And so for someone who's starting to ask those questions and doesn't have the answers yet, is there like a 1 to 3 step or maybe 1 to 5 step process that you think would help them in that discovery to begin?
I have a tendency to point people to the Ikigai map.
Tell me about that.
This is a way of kind of taking things about what we love to do, what we're good at doing, how we make money, and what we volunteer doing, like so where we spend our time, basically, right? So if I'm just going to throw things out there just so that we can categorize them. So if I spend my time reading books, and I make money being a manager, and I have people telling me that I should, I'm trying to think of a trade that I have people telling me that I should, I don't know, teach a class. And, but what I actually really love doing is helping kids, right? Can you see where this is going? Like, all of that kind of comes down to a core piece where they're teaching a program to children involving books, where it's like all four of the, ooh, it gave me little goosebumps.
Nice.
So all four of those things at the core of what it is are all things that they're already doing that they love doing anyway, but that's where they're going to make the most money and also have the most enjoyment from it.
Okay. That's really interesting. Is that a tool that you use in your coaching?
It is for somebody. Most people, honestly, most people who come to me for coaching already have a path that they're on. So they're kind of at that. They just want to focus a little bit further in.
Okay.
But people that do, you know, that are interested in learning, like, I have no idea what I want to do with my life. I don't know. You know, I'm still a child and I have no idea. You know, I'm 50-year-old and I have no idea what I want to do with my, when I grew up. Right. That is a great place to start. The Ikigai map. And there are workbooks out there. I have a program as well. If there's anybody interested in that, I will gift it to all of your audience members for free. It is.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes.
Of course. Of course.
Well, and I have never heard of that. So I actually, as a life coach, would love to have that in my arsenal. So I don't like that word. Let's change that. Let's change that word because I don't like that word. So I would love to have that in my spiritual toolbox. Thank
you.
Yeah. No, I don't have an arsenal, guys. I'm not that kind of person. If you have one yourself, more power to you. But no, that's not where I live. So see, that's another tool that you can take on is if you find you're using words that don't empower you, that don't light you up, that don't feel good in your body, then change it, right? In the power of now, you get to change your world simply by the way that you speak. That's another power tool.
That's one of the things that shows up in Toes and that we practice in session.
Oh, that's great.
The Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, like, woo, woo, or not Bill and Ted's, like the... What is that? Wayne's World. Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's so fun.
That's so fun. Let's see. Okay. So something just came in. I get these inspirations often when I'm doing this show, which is to ask you if there is a process quickly that will empower people to their next right step that you can give the listeners before we end our session today.
It's going to seem really obvious to your listeners. And I'm going to add to it, which is meditation, meditation, meditation. It is the way to connect to your highest self, to your spirit guides, to your source energy that will be very clear with you what path to take in any decision. It doesn't have to be a yes or no question. It doesn't have to be clear to you. You just have to be able to sit in it. And here's the thing that's going to be a little shift maybe for some, which is that meditation does not have to look like sitting cross-legged with your eyes closed in lotus position. Meditation can be doing a puzzle for 3 hours. It can be taking a drive in the country. It can be even watching TV for 3 hours. If you are losing time and you are genuinely in a state of relaxation, you are meditating. So it doesn't have to look like what you think or what you're being told it looks like necessarily. Not for everybody. If you're at an advanced level, maybe you need to up your game a little. But for the newbies out there who are just starting to meditate and they're frustrated with 3, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of meditation, that's where to start.
That's perfect. I love that. So one of the things that I heard, because I didn't have a clue about meditation at all, was what I heard was a really simple definition. So prayer is asking God for something or a creator for something. So it's asking outwardly. Meditation is listening, right? So my sense about that now that I've had been on this spiritual path for a while is that we can actually bring them together in the same space, right? So if prayer is a trigger word for you, replace it with something else. It could just be a conversation, you know? It's a conversation with your higher self. It's the conversation with the divine. You're talking to a tree, you know, maybe you're walking in on the grass and feeling the sun in your on your body. You know, that can be a meditation and a prayer at the same time. So really take what works for you. That's what empowerment's all about. And we are so excited to be doing this with you, the listeners, and also with each other, Jamie. I'm so excited to be in your presence and to be able to get this relationship as soul sisters reconnected, because it feels like we have been connected in the past and we're reunited again. So I hope that you will come back on the Empower Me show and re-explore some more or dig deeper into the who of who you are and the what you have to offer. So thank you. Thank you, folks, for joining us in this hour of the Empower Me show with Jamie Bishop. If you want to know more about toe reading or being part of the synergistic virtual
Success
retreat,
Synergy virtual retreat.
Yeah, there you go. Then you can find her at Soul Heart
Entertainment.
Entertainment.com and ask any question that you need to, and she will respond. So we love you. You can also find me at the empowermeshow@gmail.com or brightbutterflyenterprises.com. And until next week, we love you and we can't wait to connect again. Many blessings, and you are your most important self.
Isn't that the truth?
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.